Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With Israel's military moving into Rafah, the Biden administration paused the shipment of one-ton and quarter-ton bombs, fearful they could be used in the Gazan city.
The U.S. is hitting Israel where it hurts most. We understand that the NSC directed the U.S. Air Force not to deliver and to suspend the delivery of certain munitions to Israel. And this is something that very senior Israeli officials told me just a couple of months back would never happen.
ABC's Matt Gutman. At the port of Baltimore, the body of the sixth and final pothole repair crew member killed in the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge was recovered. Next step, using explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the bridge. Ember, a London-based think tank, says for the first time last year, 30% of the electricity generated worldwide was from clean energy sources as the number of solar and wind farms continues to grow. This is ABC News. Republicans running the House Education Committee hauled the Education Secretary before it for a public flogging over what they say is an insufficient effort to protect Jewish college students.
Secretary Miguel Cardona telling the committee,
I know, too, that we have common ground when it comes to our horror at the appalling anti-Semitism we are seeing on some college campuses.
Cardona saying the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has opened more than 100 investigations into complaints about anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination under Title VI.
There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
From the probably a good idea file, sandwich maker Panera confirming to ABC News that it's dropping its charged caffeinated drinks from its menu. The family of a 21-year-old woman who died after drinking a charged lemonade is suing. That beverage had four times the amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, folks. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets. All right. Ever start to, like, look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe, like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knudsen of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a 3-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a 2-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder ending partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers and storms, with our highs in the low to mid 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our homeroom segment celebrates Teacher Appreciation Week, and Melissa Baldoff has our weekly climate check report.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. Stormy Daniels is on, the entire courtroom is on break right now. They just went to lunch. So they'll be gone for an hour or so. And she most recently testified that Trump told her that he and Melania sleep in separate rooms. She basically had asked him, something to the effect of. This is absolutely not, any kind of verbatim transcript. I'm getting this secondhand and I'm relaying it to you third hand. So take the word for word of it with a huge grain of salt. But basically, she said, why do you want to have sex with me? You've got a beautiful wife. And he said, don't worry about that. We sleep in separate rooms. In other words, I'm not getting sex from Melania, so I'm going to get it from you. What wasn't brought up, apparently, and apparently because the judge had earlier ruled that it can't be brought up, is that Melania had recently given birth to Baron, his youngest child, who Donald Trump, by the way, got time to, for the judge said, we'll skip an entire day of court proceedings so that you can go to your son's graduation. So Trump has now scheduled a rally in Minnesota for that day. I'm guessing that he'll do both. I mean, he's got his own private jet. He can schedule them. He can schedule around it. But I'm wondering how the judge is thinking of that. And then the other piece of testimony that drew a chuckle, apparently, from the witnesses was where she said that she got tired of him cutting her off and interrupting her and just basically acting like he was, God or something. And so she, my phrase, not hers. And so she said, you need a spanking. And she rolled up this magazine with his cover, with his picture on the cover that he had shown her, and spanked him with it. And that's got to be weird. Right, that's just got to be weird. Anyway, the piece I wrote today for HartmanReport.com, it's also posted over on DailyKos.com. Wealth junkies are ruining America. What can we do about it? Or my headline was, "Are billionaires simply money addicts like Scrooge McDuck?" And the point that I'm making, we've got all these Republicans who are just going out of their way to screw working class people. In Ohio, there's a ballot measure to the minimum wage in Ohio is $10.54 or 45 cents an hour. There's a ballot measure that people are trying to get on the ballot in Ohio. They need 400,000+ signatures, and it would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour in over a 2-year period. The Republicans have come out and said, and that would include tipped workers, by the way. So the Republicans have come out with their own version, which was, it turns out, written by the restaurant industry, that says that, we'll raise the minimum wage to $15, but it's going to take 4 years and it doesn't include tipped workers. Tipped workers only go to $7.50 an hour. Bernie Moreno, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate against Sherrod Brown in Ohio, was recently forced by a court to pay $400,000 in wages that he had stolen. I mean, he was literally convicted of wage theft, stolen from employees at his used car business. And he says he doesn't think there should be any minimum wage at all. In Florida, Ron DeSantis just signed a bill into law, Republican bill, that forbids cities in the state from mandating that employers provide outdoor workers with heat protections, including water. Again, the legislation written by agricultural industry lobbyists. It also scales back child labor protections and forbids cities from instituting their own safeguards for children in the workplace. In Iowa, Republican majority wiped out public employees' right to collectively bargain. It was signed by that state's Republican governor with a new twist, mimicking a rule that DeSantis put into place in Florida, making it illegal for the state to automatically deduct union dues, from state workers' paychecks. These efforts are just the tiniest tip of the iceberg. Anti-worker legislation, tax cuts, I mean, all this stuff is just happening all over the country, which raises the question, why? Is it that Republicans just hate working class people? Is it they think that working class people just aren't worthy and therefore, you know, it's okay to just exploit them? I think, you know, if you look at what's going on, basically the billionaires in America, or the majority of the billionaires in America, own the GOP. And the businesses in America own the GOP. Republican politicians, I mean, basically this is the deal they made. The Democratic Party has been the party of labor since the 1930s, you know, when Franklin Roosevelt legalized unions in 1933 with the Wagner Act, the National Labor Relations Act, and have been ever since. And as Harry Truman famously said, you know, the Republican Party is the party of wealth and privilege, always has been and always will be. Well, it hasn't always been. I mean, there was about a 15-year period there when they were actually the party of bringing together white and black people. This was the party of Abraham Lincoln. That all went to hell in 1876 when Sam Tilden was elected president, or was given the presidency by Congress, actually. Rutherford B. Hayes was elected president. Sam Tilden actually won that election, but Hayes became, the Republican Hayes, the Democrat Tilden, the Republican Hayes became president. Because of that deal to stab black people in the back, you know, to end Reconstruction in 1876. Since 1876, the GOP has been the party of big business and billionaires, right straight through. So what's going on here? Well, science shows that acquiring wealth stimulates the pleasure and reward circuits in the brain's ventromedial prefrontal cortex, just behind the eyes, that part of the brain. Studies of map blood flow and electrical activity show that even anticipating money lights up this region, which is the same response that you get to anticipating sex or anticipating food. So, you know, I remember this was, I think, 2 years ago, a woman called into the program. I was talking about wealth at the time, and she called in and she said that she had always been kind of a paycheck to paycheck person. But she had had a recent life circumstance that meant that she was no longer financially insecure. I don't recall what it was. I think she might have gotten an inheritance. But now she has more money than she needs. And she said, and I find myself checking my bank balance every day. I never did that before. And it's like this kind of Scrooge McDuck phenomena. She seemed troubled by this. And you know, probably because, you know, Jesus was pretty explicit. You know, he said, you know, the rich man came to Jesus and said, what do I do to get into heaven? And he said, sell everything you own and give the money to the poor. And then, you know, you can join me in heaven. And the guy said, hey, screw that. So, you know, not exactly a billionaire or CEO's mantra, right? So what I'm arguing is that the morbidly rich in our country are constantly seeking this dopamine rush that you get from adding another $1 million or another $1 billion to your checking account. And that they're willing to destroy American democracy, and they're willing to destroy the American middle class in order to get that dopamine rush. Now, we have a word for this. When, you know, people use heroin, for example, or cocaine or methamphetamine, they very often end up destroying their own families because they're just, you know, or alcohol. Alcohol is another one. These people are addicts. And dopamine is the indirect drug. I mean, all of these drugs produce dopamine rushes. And it's an addiction. And now that five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court have legalized political bribery, these billionaires have just been reaching out to the Republicans and saying, you know, make us richer, make us richer, make us richer, and we'll keep you in power. So what do we do about this? Well, from the 1930s to the 1980s, we used a top income tax bracket of between 74 and 90% to keep the wealth junkies from damaging the rest of us. It was sort of like giving a heroin addict methadone. You can have money, you can be rich, but you can't be, you can't, you know, have so much money that you can blast yourself into outer space on penis-shaped rockets and buy, you know, multiple 500-foot yachts. You can be rich, you can be really rich, but not, you know, over-the-top rich. And, of course, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush and Donald Trump did away with those things, and that's why we're $35 trillion in debt, was because of these three tax breaks or tax cuts. So what I'm saying is if we want to stop the damage that these wealth addicts are doing to America, the way that we need to do that is by bringing back that top 74% income tax bracket on money earned over $5 million a year and reverse Citizens United. End legal bribery of politicians in America. I think it's pretty straightforward stuff. We have, you know, the Reagan administration and the Reagan revolution and the Supreme Court, you know, following on from that, basically gave billionaires the power to have all the junk they want, right? And I mean, like junkies, right? It's like saying to a heroin addict, here's a kilo of heroin, enough to last your lifetime. Have fun. This is what the Supreme Court did. We need to reverse it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So I'll be back with your calls. And, I want to talk about the new propaganda war, too. Anna Applebaum's amazing piece in the Atlantic. And then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind, and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system, with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Anne Applebaum published a piece yesterday or the day before in The Atlantic. And it's titled, Russia and China Are Winning the Propaganda War. And it's a long piece. It's like 15, 20 pages. It's a very thoughtful piece, and it's very detailed. But the essence of it is that back in the day, and this started, she starts with China and Tiananmen Square in, 89, I believe it was. Whatever the year was, June 4th, 1989. I was in China the year before. I was in Beijing. I walked across Tiananmen Square the year before this happened. And I was studying acupuncture at the International Acupuncture Teaching Hospital there. And spent a month in Beijing. And there's this, when the Chinese communists decided that they were not going to allow any more protests, that's it. And that, the whole Western influence thing. Keep in mind, those protesters in Tiananmen Square carried a 30-foot-tall papier-mâché replica, or I think it was 24 feet tall, papier-mâché replica of the Statue of Liberty. They called her the goddess of liberty. This was, the world at that time in 1989 looked to the United States and said, we want to be like you. And protest was part of that tradition, by the way, apropos of our larger discussion today about, campus protests. And so the Chinese communists said, we need to shut this down in China. And Bill Clinton ridiculed them. He said, in fact, he was at a conference later that year. He was president at the time. He was at a conference later that year, and he said, must have been a little later than that. it was in 2000. President Bill Clinton told an audience at John Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, it's impossible. He said, China's been trying to crack down on the internet. Good luck. That's sort of like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. Well, they did. But not only that, the main thing was that they decided that America was a source of poison to China, that our embrace of democracy was poisoning the Chinese people. And now this was 89. We saw something very similar happen in Russia around 2002, 2003, maybe in the late 90s when Putin took over, where he was looking at the West saying, you know, we've got too many people in Russia who want to have an American-style democracy here in Russia. And so while, yes, they clamped down internally, you know, the Great Firewall and all this kind of stuff, the main effort that both these countries undertook was to destroy democracy in the United States and across Europe and in Taiwan and in Japan and in South Korea. I mean, just take down democracy everywhere in the world because their sales pitch is democracy is a terrible form of government. You know, it's chaotic, it's unpredictable, et cetera. And so they began this propaganda campaign that is now being echoed by Republican elected politicians, by the Republican base. We don't need no stinking democracy. I don't know if you caught Rachel Maddow last night. She opened her show with this, you know, that the Republicans, Tim Scott going on TV saying that he refused to say that he would acknowledge the result of the 2024 election, this year's election, if Donald Trump lost. Well, if we're not going to decide who rules us or who runs our country or who represents us, to be more literally correct, then how do we decide who's in charge? Well, according to the Republicans, it's us. We're in charge. We decide who's in charge, which is exactly how the Russians and the Chinese do it. And Anne Applebaum, in exhaustive detail, I recommend you read this piece. Her headline is Russia and China are winning the propaganda war, set out to destroy democracy in the United States and Europe. And they're doing it. We're seeing the rise of these right-wing parties. We've seen the right-wing takeover of the Republican Party by authoritarians. Donald Trump is their avatar. He is America's Vladimir Putin, very much wants to be America's Vladimir Putin. And this is a very dangerous thing, and it's a very dangerous moment. And America needs to recognize this as a threat, as more of a threat, actually, than even a military threat. Because it's a lot easier to defeat a military threat than is a mind virus.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With Israel's military moving into Rafah, the Biden administration paused the shipment of one-ton and quarter-ton bombs, fearful they could be used in the Gazan city.
The U.S. is hitting Israel where it hurts most. We understand that the NSC directed the U.S. Air Force not to deliver and to suspend the delivery of certain munitions to Israel. And this is something that very senior Israeli officials told me just a couple of months back would never happen.
ABC's Matt Gutman. At the port of Baltimore, the body of the sixth and final pothole repair crew member killed in the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge was recovered. Next step, using explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the bridge. Ember, a London-based think tank, says for the first time last year, 30% of the electricity generated worldwide was from clean energy sources as the number of solar and wind farms continues to grow. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke at WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, I would never wear that. Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death and family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder ending partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers and storms, with our highs in the low to mid-70s. It's 60 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden in Racine, Wisconsin. Crudy's there. He's going to bring you all the coverage on the Devil's Advocates. Tune in 3 to 6, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
To squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Don in Pittsburgh. Is that Pittsburgh, Kansas?
Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, I've talked to you before about water and stuff, you know, Phoenix and the Great Lakes and all this kind of stuff. I just wanted, I found a couple of interesting websites I wanted to tell you about. One is called The View from Rural Missouri by Jess Piper. You ever
heard of
that?
Jess Piper.
Linked to, it was linked to from Abortion Every Day by, you know,
Jessica Valenti. Yeah.
Yeah, Jessica Valenti. And it's really, really good. It's just a woman who lives in Northwestern Missouri and is a Democrat, and you know, I mean, she's very insightful about a milieu that you probably don't live in.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the Christian Right Observer Weekly. Christian Right Observer Weekly. They've been going since early January, and they're on their 14th issue right now, and this is really thorough.
Really?
I mean, these people, you know, these, as you well know, these people are spooky, man.
Yeah.
And the things they're doing, and they're working everywhere to undermine us. Now, to, you know, to turn this into a dictatorial theocracy. And so, other than that, I just want to say, you know, I'm glad to see the life, some life in the protests around the country. You know, I was at Michigan during the period of 68 and was around some of that stuff. I didn't get arrested, but they had a takeover of the administration building there, and they ended up arresting seven people, and they beat them up in the jail and shaved their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out a couple of them had fathers who were influential attorneys. So that ended up costing them a bunch of money.
When was this?
But I'm... What?
When was this?
This was in 68 or, it's 68 or 69,
yeah,
in Ann Arbor. They took...
Yeah, when I got arrested in 68, they shaved my head. That was... it was tough.
And right. Well, there was a guy DDT. Named. There was a guy named Doug Harvey, was the sheriff of Washtenaw County.
Yeah.
Well, he was some kind of, you know, he was from Georgia or something originally. He didn't really fit in. So
yeah.
That was the end of him. I mean, you know,
yeah,
this was a thing too much. And, but anyhow, I just wanted to say also one final thing. You at one point I talked about you know, Phoenix trying to take the water from the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been proposed by various people,
mm-hmm.
And you suggested all of that, you know, they would take it from you know, the southern end of Lake Michigan. Now, Tom, you know your Great Lakes. Which water would you want? That murky stuff from down there in the bottom of Lake Michigan, or some stuff from Lake Superior that's near pristine?
Oh yeah, Lake Superior's got the best water on earth.
Yeah, well, it's got pretty good water, and you know, so that if you were going to take it, I don't think it's a cost-effective thing, but.
Yeah.
And you had a guy there who came in, this is probably 2-3 months ago, and he said that there had been a water compact between the Great Lakes, between Canada and the U.S. over the Great Lakes signed in 1913, and he was right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Granholm, who was the governor of Michigan, and, you know, she's from Canada originally. She became a naturalized.
Interesting.
She was a naturalized U.S. citizen,
uh-huh.
And she thought it was worthwhile. She led the most recent Great Lakes Compact, you know, with the understanding that the Great Lakes was losing population, was losing influence in the House, and she tried to get it done while there was still enough to get it done, and they got it done. Would that save the Great Lakes if they really wanted to take the money, take the water? No, but it would slow them down.
Yeah. Well, there's an enormous amount of water there, but the problem with using that water anywhere else in the country is transport. You know, and of course, the impact on the Great Lakes. But you know, a lot of that water flows out through the St. Lawrence Seaway, you know, through the river down to the
Niagara Falls. That's a lot of water going over there.
Yeah, exactly. Don, thanks a lot for the call. Good stuff. Earl, excuse me, in Vacaville, California. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Great. What's up?
Well, getting back to what you were talking about earlier in the program about protesting, I'm more in favor of organizing and establishing boycotts instead. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that is because one of the things that the corporatists don't like is losing money. And when you take away their money, that makes them sit up and notice,
yeah.
You know, because they have too much power in this country. They control everything. I mean, everything.
I agree. Well, that's the problem, Earl, is that you've got these giant national monopolies that have wiped out local businesses. So any kind of protest movement would have to be organized at the national level, and it would have to be directed against one of these giant corporations. And in many cases, I mean, you know, for example, there was an effort a couple of years ago to protest the Koch brothers by publicizing, you know, all the companies that they made money off of. I think Georgia-Pacific is one of their bigger ones. But, you know, people don't even know what the brands are of Georgia-Pacific are. I think Brawny might be why. I don't even know. I can't bring it off the top of my head. So what they do is you're trying to get to the owners and influence them, but, you know, they've got a company, and that company owns another company, and that company owns another company, and that's the brand which,
yeah.
You know, and so it's really hard.
The strategy is to pick one, concentrate on that for like a year or so.
Yeah.
First, organize a boycott, plus you can throw in a generalized strike, you know, go up on the internet, establish a website of some sort, and say, hey, this day we're all taking off from work. You know, screw you guys, we're all taking off from work, and that includes everybody,
right.
Both union and non-union. If we can come together as a country, you know, forget about this nonsense about you know, I'm better than you are because of my skin color is lighter than yours. Nonsense. If we can come together and do that, then we can take our country back.
I agree. It's a huge if, though, Earl.
If we keep playing around,
yeah.
If we keep playing around with these people, we're going to keep getting the shaft.
Yep.
If you know what I mean.
I do. I think that breaking up these monopolies is an important first step, and the Biden administration is actually working on that. I mean, they have this huge lawsuit against Google, for example, right now. They're looking at Apple. I mean, they're going after, I think, you know, some of these people. So we'll see where it goes. Earl, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
Well, how are you, first of all, today?
I'm fine, thank you.
How are you doing?
You
are doing very well. Thank you, for as usual, for all you're doing. Listen, this is important. This links directly to your reporting on Ann Applebaum's, as you said, absolutely brilliant and important article in The Atlantic now, about how democracy is losing the propaganda war. Anecdotally, I was listening to a rebroadcast on YouTube of MSNBC's channel of Rachel Maddow's program last night, all of which was incredibly interesting. Did you listen to it all?
I did.
You did? I thought, well, I got, of 39 minutes, I got to minute 31, and the program ended and was hacked by a Chinese woman drawing a cartoon of My Little Pony.
What are you?
The full 8 minutes that were.
In what venue? Was this on YouTube or what?
Yes, it was on YouTube, but it was MSNBC's channel. Now listen, this was right. It was interrupted by this woman doing this My Little Pony drawing for 8 solid minutes, right to the end of the program, right as Rachel was to introduce Ann Applebaum, who was to discuss. Right? Now, this is a little more than interesting. What I'm suggesting is that the propaganda war is not just propaganda anymore. It's not just anti-democratic speech and the propagation of anti-democratic thinking and policy. This has now moved directly into the hacking of discussions about pro-democratic propaganda, if you will. Wow. They would say propaganda.
Yeah, no,
now, this is more than a little interesting. Something very serious is starting to go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, someone else I know was interrupted by a woman knitting.
Huh. I wonder if those are fake YouTube sites that are pretending to be MSNBC and they're...
No.
You think somebody's actually hacked the MSNBC feed on YouTube? I find that hard to believe that MSNBC or YouTube would tolerate that.
I know. It may be more than that. They may be able to hack virtually anything already, moving directly from just propaganda into actual shutting down of the discussions.
I think they may well be there, Nicholas. I think they are. That's an amazing story.
It's disturbing, isn't it?
It is. It's beyond disturbing. Yeah, it's troubling. Yeah. Nicholas, thank you for the call. Yeah. Thanks for the information. I'll keep an eye out for that. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with more of your thoughts and calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth that the dictators around the world would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage!
Hey folks, it's Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, talking about our favorite government program, Social Security. Social Security is America's retirement plan, and you know how it works. A small piece of every paycheck goes into a huge national savings account. And then when we retire, that fund pays nearly everybody a monthly check, and it helps replace the income that we're no longer earning. The amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years. In 2023, about two-thirds of retired Americans relied on Social Security, which is why any politician who even suggests that Social Security should be cut better have a darn good retirement plan of their own. If you agree, join me and the 6 million members at Work Money. That's the not-for-profit I run. We tell companies and political leaders that they better do right by everyday folks. You can find us at workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Rose in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a question about ditzy and shameful Judge Cannon.
Yeah.
And my question
Judge
is,
Luce Cannon.
Since Trump got her appointed, how is it not a conflict of interest that she's taking his case?
We have... We've never seen this kind of a situation before in the history of the United States. She has no ongoing relationship with him. I mean, he gave her the job, and she now has lifetime tenure. And I think that the position that the courts would take is that lifetime tenure means that you are no longer influenced by the person who put you in that position. You can feel gratitude toward them. But that's a different thing than being under their influence or beholden to them. Does that make sense?
Sort of yes and no, because all of her actions show that she's favoring him.
Oh, I get that. I totally agree with you. The question is she doing that because she loves Donald Trump, because she feels an obligation to him, or is she doing that because, and I think this is probably far more likely, because she does not want to be receiving hundreds of death threats. Every judge that has taken on Donald Trump, or taken on a Donald Trump case, I mean, they don't even take on Trump himself, has ended up receiving just massive levels of death threats and intimidation. And you can see where, a young woman in her 30s, or maybe she's in her early 40s, I'm not sure, but she's quite young, would feel vulnerable, and it's only a $200,000 a year job. I mean, it's not like she can afford to have bodyguards around her all the time, or live in a super high-end gated community where nobody can get to her. So, although what we've seen, like with Nancy Pelosi's husband, is even that doesn't protect you necessarily. But
yes,
I get
absolutely.
But I think whatever, regardless of what her motivation is, it's very clear that she is doing everything she can to prevent this case from going to trial. And that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for the rule of law, which is clearly under assault here in the United States now. It's not a good thing for our democracy, which is also under assault. Rose, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Gail in Tahuya, Washington. Am I saying it right, Gail?
Hi, yes. Tahuya, Washington.
What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Thank you. Good morning.
A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated my son's 19th year of being sober and clean.
Good on him.
And yes, he's done a great job. And he's still very busy in AA. But every year I go over all the information that was given to us from Lakeside Milam Recovery. And as I was going through the information, MSNBC had a segment showing the pictures of these billionaires who had at first decried Trump's insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, they're coming out of the woodwork supporting him.
Right.
But it...
Because he says he's going to do more tax cuts.
Exactly. Yes. It occurs to me that money, power, and fame have addictive properties.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I think it was a good thing to show their pictures and that we need more information, public information, about how these things do have addictive properties so that maybe people might recognize these individuals and or families might recognize these individuals and encourage them to get treatment. I think we need treatment facilities for these people as well.
I agree. But I think that the main thing, I mean, the way that we try to prevent addiction in the United States is by the force of law. We try to make it hard to get addictive substances. And I think that we need to change our tax policies and our legal bribery of politician policies.
Yes, I agree.
Go ahead.
Yes, I agree with all those measures you had mentioned, but I also think that we need to educate people as far as what the signs and symptoms are, because some of these people, like Elon Musk, I believe he's having secondary psychological symptoms that are associated also with addiction.
He's clearly a very troubled man. I mean, you know, look at his relationship with his daughter, look at his relationship, I mean, just everything. I mean, he's clearly a very troubled man, which is also concerning given the power that he has in the United States. Gail, thank you for the call. Tracy in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Great show.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you again. I'd just like to say to the young man who was scared to walk around three protesters, if you're that afraid of three protesters, and he didn't get assaulted, if he would have, he could have told you exactly how. How do you think the women and children in Gaza feel waiting to get blown to pieces, first of all? Yeah. But I called about that Stormy Daniels, Donald J. Crap in his pants. That photo was taken at a porn convention. The backdrop says Wicked on it.
Hmm.
That's a porn company. Mm-hmm. So he was at a porn convention when he got that picture taken. Okay.
That kind of changes the frame, doesn't it, Tracy?
It takes a special kind of porn fan to actually go to a convention.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And I haven't heard anybody talk about this picture. They always show it, but they never say where it was taken at.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, because she was talking about a picture that was taken in the gift shop, but I assumed that was the picture.
Yeah.
You're right. The Wicked logo is on that one.
It said Wicked on it. It said Wicked on it. That's a Wicked picture. That's porn.
There you go. Tracy, thank you for that. Incredible. It just gets weirder and weirder. Of course, it's Donald Trump. I mean, what do you expect? Incredible stuff. So, the noble lie and abortion and the state of Medicare and Social Security. What's up with these things? I'll tell you right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-555.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Maggie Dawn.
This is producer Anya. On our next show, Maggie and I will discuss Holocaust denialism, genocide prevention, and what all of us can do about it. Never again is now.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming